Ever since the economic crisis hit Ireland 5 years ago, the Capuchin Day Center for the Homeless, located in the heart of Dublin, has seen the numbers of people seeking help double. The center, which was founded in the 1960s by Capuchin Friar Brother Kevin Crowley, provides meal services, medical care, and food parcels for people without a home or in financial difficulty. Lydia Kane spoke with Father Brian Shortle about the upsurge of people needing help from the center.
Take us through what exactly you do for the homeless people who come to you.
Right. Well, I mean, the Capuchin Day Centre for Homeless was founded in 1969 by Brother Kevin, who is still very much a part of it. And even though maybe the age is there, the energy levels are still as strong as ever. The day centre is open from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 days a week, except Sundays, where there are other day centres open. They provide breakfast at 9 o'clock till 11, and then at from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock they provide hot dinner. They also provide two doctors 4 days a week through an organisation called Safety Net. They provide dental service. They will be providing dental services very soon, please God. They also provide services for homeless people who want to come in and take a shower or change their clothes. They also provide counselling. The Capuchin Day Centre receives funding from the government of $450,000 a year, but the running costs are a little over $2 million a year. And the real success story of the Capuchin Day Centre is very much about the great goodwill. Ordinary people who haven't very much in these times, let's be honest, but are still able to, you know, support Brother Kevin and the team and his work, and also people who volunteer. Brother Kevin was never interested in, and would always say this, that he doesn't do formal fundraising. Every single penny that comes into the day centre, he believes should go directly to the homeless. So it's through the great goodwill of people and people who want to be part of the life of the Capuchin Day Centre, it's through their great goodwill that Brother Kevin is still able, with God's help, to provide food and services to the homeless. Just to say that roughly about 200 people sit down to breakfast in the morning, and up to 550 people average sit down to dinner every day. And on Wednesdays, they give about between 1,600 and 2,000 food parcels, groceries, to people who come, no questions asked, to help with their groceries and things like that.
Well, you talked about the economic crisis before. I mean, have you seen any kind of an augmentation of the number of people coming to you for help?
Yes, absolutely. And what Brother Kevin would say quite easily, you know, if you were to ask him that question instead of me, he would mention the concept of the new poor, people who maybe would have had jobs and or maybe had would have had a good house or maybe had two cars, and because of the economic downturn have lost those jobs, or who have you know, lost their homes, and all of a sudden they find themselves, you know, with no income. Some of them are finding themselves homeless. And these people who wouldn't be traditionally the homeless that Kevin would have found when he started the day centre of, those who would have been living in homeless shelters and have nowhere to go during the day, so the concept of this was opened for that reason. These people would now find themselves in, you know, huge economic distress. And so a lot of them would be families. One of the stories he often tells, Brother Kevin tells, is about the mother who came to the day centre in late May time to ask Brother Kevin for help, because her daughter was doing final school exams and she literally had nothing to give her for breakfast. So Brother Kevin gave, you know, some food and some breakfast, you know, stuff, so that that girl could obviously go in with some kind of, you know, full stomach, to coin a phrase, so that she could do those exams. I mean, that is we're finding that from time to time more and more. And Brother Kevin would talk about the concept of the new poor, which really is, it's a scary, but it's a scary thing. But, like, again, as I say, you know, there's positive aspects to that news, for the simple reason that so many people are so kind and so generous to us.
I mean, it's also, you were talking about the new poor, people are in a predicament that they haven't really known before. So it almost must be also, maybe people come to you with a sense of trepidation. It must be quite difficult for people to, in that position as well.
Sure. It is, because, I mean, you know, like, people are fearful and people have their pride and people don't want to kind of admit defeat, and in the sense that, like, you know, people are still trying to, as best they can, see this thing through. But, like, you know, in lots of cases, people have families, children, and, you know, I suppose, you know, as Irish people, we've always had a sense, I've seen it, we've always had a sense that we want to help our neighbour. You know, I mean, when I was small, when I was growing up, I mean, there was still that concept, you know, you'd look over the wall and you'd ask the next door neighbour for a loan of a cup of sugar or a jug of milk until, you know, and there would be kind of cross cooperation and so on. I mean, I suppose we're living in a more urbanized sort of mindset now, so you don't see that happen too much. But there is out there in the background still great neighborliness around the place. And, you know, people still, even though it mightn't seem evident, people are still able to kind of come to each other for help when it is needed and assistance and support and so on, you know. So, yeah, I keep saying this, that even though we can't deny that times are difficult, but look, really, you know, there are so many good people out there who are just prepared to get out there and help. I noted only the other day, the 13th of July, was the 28th anniversary of Live Aid. When so many, I mean, I was only 15 years old at the time. I mean, people will remember very, very well. I'm showing my age now. People will remember very, very well the great work that so many people all over the world did for massive famine relief in sub-Saharan Africa and especially Ethiopia. So, and that those ripples are still being felt to this day. And, you know, you could look at other aid agencies and you could start to see the great good work that goes on. So, you know, we have to focus on the positive.
What you're saying is it really brings out, I mean, despite tragedies, despite things that happen to people, it brings out the Christianity in people.
Yeah, it does, of course. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, even people who don't profess Christianity, you know, the great goodwill is there as well. I think, isn't it, I remember teaching this when I was a school chaplain, but I isn't it common to most religions, the golden rule of always treat others as you would like to be treated yourself? I mean, you know, that's so important in this day and age.